Cambridge Key English Test 5 by University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. This is the Cambridge Key English Test. Paper 2. Listening. Test number 1.
There are 5 parts to the test. Parts 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. We will now stop for a moment before we start the test. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now look at the instructions for part 1. You will hear 5 short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. There is 1 question for each conversation. For questions 1 to 5, put a tick under the right answer. Here is an example. How many people were at the meeting?
Were there many people at the meeting?
About 30.
That's not many.
No, but more than last time.
The answer is 30, so there is a tick in box C. Now we are ready to start. Look at question 1. One. How will Jill go to the football match?
Are you going to drive to the football match, Jill?
I was going to, but I think parking will be difficult.
That's what I thought. I'm going to walk if you want to come with me.
OK then. That's cheaper than the bus, and it's always late anyway.
Now listen again.
Are you going to drive to the football match, Jill?
I was going to, but I think parking will be difficult.
That's what I thought. I'm going to walk if you want to come with me.
OK then. That's cheaper than the bus, and it's always late anyway.
Two. Who's going to visit the woman?
My sister's son is coming to stay with me tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice. I met him a long time ago, when he was 10 years old, didn't I?
Well, he's a father now, you know. But he's not bringing the baby with him.
Oh, what a pity.
Now listen again.
My sister's son is coming to stay with me tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice. I met him a long time ago, when he was 10 years old, didn't I?
Well, he's a father now, you know. But he's not bringing the baby with him.
Oh, what a pity.
Three. What will Ruby do tonight?
Mum, Kate's just phoned. She wants me to go to the cinema this evening.
You can't go out, Ruby, if you haven't finished your schoolwork.
But I have. And I've even cleaned my shoes.
That's all right, then.
Now listen again.
Mum, Kate's just phoned. She wants me to go to the cinema this evening.
You can't go out, Ruby, if you haven't finished your schoolwork.
But I have. And I've even cleaned my shoes.
That's all right, then.
Four. How much did the woman's desk cost?
I've just spent £60.50 on a new desk. Very expensive.
Well, I paid £66.50 for mine.
I saw one for £55, but it wasn't very good.
A good desk costs more than £55.
Now listen again.
I've just spent £60.50 on a new desk. Very expensive.
Well, I paid £66.50 for mine.
I saw one for £55, but it wasn't very good.
A good desk costs more than £55.
Five. Where's the man's watch?
I can't find my watch anywhere.
Did you take it off when you did the washing up last night?
I've looked in the kitchen and it's not there.
Here it is. You left it on the bath before you went to bed.
Now listen again.
I can't find my watch anywhere.
Did you take it off when you did the washing up last night?
I've looked in the kitchen and it's not there.
Here it is. You left it on the bath before you went to bed.
This is the end of part 1.